Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, let's touch table on some football. We do this every Monday. It is, can we say that? David. Yes, Rico.
Gentlemen, let's just start off back with college. Can we say that in the game against Ohio State, Texas should have played Arch Manning a lot more?
You can say it. I don't think that's the main culprit. I thought Sarkisian's red zone play calling was preposterous. And I'll leave it there. Go ahead. I'll let David.
Yeah, I don't understand what that was in the red zone. That's
Sarkisian.
In the pistol and then you're the toss. I don't get
wasn't
any
it
of
with
that.
Arch, he's more of a running threat, at least.
I think they should have played him a little bit more, but not, you know, he shouldn't have been like a heavy part of the game plan.
Can we say that with a victory, it's a big if, that Marcus Freeman should jump to the NFL if asked to be a coach?
No, absolutely not. Very good college coach, very good mentor to young people, infinitely likable. I just think if you go to the NFL, you fail. It's just you don't make the leap from college to the pros. I'm going to say no to it. I think he's right where he belongs.
Yeah, sometimes people get too greedy, and I think he would be getting too greedy if he jumps to the NFL. Just stay at college. You're a really good coach, a great coach. You have a wonderful program, wonderful players. Stick to college. You're good.
Can we say that maybe it's time for Penn State to move on from James Franklin, that he has hit his ceiling?
So what am I doing? Am I
can
launching
we say
him out
that
of a cannon?
It's time for Penn State to move on from James Franklin because he's hit his ceiling.
It's tough because now that there's a 12-team playoff, Penn State can basically do what they always do. Lose their two most important games of the year, still get in because they're a big brand, and then watch James Franklin go full James Franklin at some point. So no, what are you going to do? You're making the playoff, you're making money. I don't know. I mean, yes, but no.
Hit the bell, please. Because everything he just said is correct. What James Franklin will become is the Mike Tomlin of college sports. He will always make the playoffs because they'll be there. They'll always be there. They'll be a top team. They can't beat the teams, but they'll always be there. It's 12 teams. He'll always be in the playoff.
Can we say that next year is a crossroads year for the SEC, especially if Ohio State wins it all? Back-to-back Big Ten victories. You look at Alabama, you look at Georgia, both going to be struggling, trying to find who's going to be that next QB. Is this a crossroads year for the SEC next year?
Sure. Sure. I mean, the Big Ten's only won one national title, even if Ohio State wins it. I don't validate last year, so it doesn't matter to me. But you can say it. I mean, the SEC has to do more. They have to be better. This is a down year. I think the reasons are pretty obvious, unless you're some narrative-driven, stubborn idiot like Costa. So, yes, it'll be a crossroads year.
No, I completely agree. It's a crossroads year. I think the SEC on a down year, I mean, if Carson Beck did not injure himself, I think this looks a little bit differently. But that's just me being a Georgia homer.
No, that's okay.
You can accuse me of it. I won't take
it. No, Kenny, that's fine. All right, this is just having some fun. This is purely hypothetical. But can we say, if the NFL playoffs were like the college football playoffs, people would be upset because Denver made it in over Cincinnati?
That's fascinating the way he put that. Yes.
I try, Mike.
Yes, because Cincinnati should be in. Yes, I'll go with this. Yes.
I don't want to say yes.
Why? But you want to say yes.
I don't want to say yes.
But if this was the college football playoff, they would be outrage. The Bengals should have got that final spot and not the Broncos.
Yeah, but, you know, Cincinnati played themselves out of it at the start of the year. It's just if you don't start badly, then you'll be fine. But I don't want to say yes. So,
Kenny, you want to chime in?
No, I think I actually line up more with David. I think a lot of ifs and buts are at play here. And I think, you know, you play yourself out of a playoff spot. You can't, you know, cry that you're poor.
All right. Can we say, and I think this is an easy can we say, that the Cowboys are dysfunctional? You held on to your coach for so long. You put yourself behind the eight ball that Ben Johnson and a lot of people have already interviewed in other places, and now you're starting from scratch.
Yeah, the problem is they were never getting those candidates. So yes and no. Is that possible? Can we say both?
Yes.
Look, they have to move on from McCarthy, but it's a lot like the Giants. I don't think elite candidates like a Ben Johnson would even fart in their face. They're dysfunctional.
You think that Jerry can just kind of throw some money and say, come on to Dallas, look at all that we have.
Coach Prime.
But they don't. If they had a top pick, I would say yes.
They belong together. One fraud for another.
But he already has a QB. He's overpaying.
So, does it matter?
See, I understand everything what you just said, Mike. But here's the only thing I'll say to that is, I believe back in the day, I believe it was John Harbaugh and both Mike Tomlin that were not expected to get the jobs that they got as head coaches of the Ravens and the Steelers. And what happens is now the Cowboys can't interview any guys that are currently in the playoffs,
correct,
which limits you. And they could have been, yes, they may not have gotten any of them, but it could have been maybe we should consider this guy. But now they got to wait till the end of their playoff run.
72 hours ago, you know what? You can get a last second interview with, Aaron Glenn. Now?
And maybe it said, you know what? I wasn't thinking of him, but now I'm thinking of him. But now they can't do it until they lose.
I honestly think that the league may just step in and say, we need new ownership here because I don't think you know
what
the
time is.
Never going to happen.
Bro, lay off the crack pipe.
Never going to happen.
Jerry Jones is like Michael Corleone in owner circles. Ain't nobody doing nothing. You kidding me?
And the other owners are loving this. You look like that.
But I mean, for the integrity of the league, it's like for 2 years in a row, like, Jerry, what are you doing?
If he was senile, and I mean like actually medically senile, then yes, but he's not. He's just old and running his organization.
Lots of paternity tests.
Well, yes.
That was a wild story. Did you follow that?
Oh, yeah.
But there's another one?
Oh, I thought there were a couple before.
There's a couple, yeah.
He's just tracking it earlier in the season. I'm going, listen.
You know what? Can we say
that he has other children? Yes.
Can we say that last year around this time, Mike Tomlin should have just retired instead of coming back for one more run with the Steelers?
Yeah, but I blame the Steelers. The Steelers should have fired his ass. I've had enough. Guys won a playoff game since 2016. He's lost six straight playoff games. I'm done with it. He's basically Pete Carroll minus gum chewing. Enough. I mean, Christ, the Super Bowl was damn near 16 years ago, whatever it was. What are we doing?
2010 was the last time they were in it.
Rico, they should have given him a shot last year to retire. He should be fired.
Because remember, he was like contemplating, like, is he going to retire?
And they extended his contract for 3 years.
And that was the perfect out. Hey, Mike, pick the watch you want, pick the car you want, and we'll buy it for you. Go ahead.
The Rooneys are just never going to do it. That's why. Never going to do it.
Can we say, because there's now new variations of this play, Mike, that you hate, that the tush push is here to stay. You're now seeing Philadelphia ran a fake using that. You're seeing, what the Commanders brought in the backup QB to run it while Jaden Daniels went into motion. Is this play here to stay?
Yes, even though it's garbage and it's not a football play and it's a cheat code. I hate it. But yeah, it's here to stay.
I like how succinctly Mike put that. That's exactly right.
Can we say that Jordan Love and Justin Herbert are second-tier quarterbacks?
Justin Herbert, second-tier quarterback.
Meaning, when you think of first-tier quarterbacks, you think of quarterbacks that can win you a Super Bowl. These guys are in that next category.
Yeah, he can win a Super Bowl, but he needs more help than people realize.
Jordan Love?
Yes. I think this year was just really uneven. Injuries. He was missing. By the time that game got to halftime, I think they were down five starters.
Yeah. Can we say the Bucs have hit their ceiling? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have. This is all they are. Maybe they win a game in the playoff, but they're a step above the Steelers, but don't ask for much.
Oh, they're steps above the Steelers. Steps above the Steelers. Yes, this is what the Buccaneers are.
Also, just factually speaking, just so we can correct David, So this Jerry Jones thing, he has three kids, Dave.
Oh, not two. I'm sorry.
No, he has three, but then there's the lawsuit, and apparently they came to some form of agreement. He didn't end.
He didn't say yes. He didn't say no.
They forced him to take the paternity test, but before he took it, he went to lunch, and I don't know. They had a.
Do you put that on the birth certificate?
Agreement.
Went to
Dad,
lunch.
Dad. Agreement. I just listen. I don't care. I just. It was fascinating. Carry on.
So this is not a. Can we say that? This is more of a question that I'm going to ask you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Mike McCarthy go now?
Bears. This was all a succession power play. He priced himself out of Dallas. He's going to go over and work for the Bears.
Jags.
Any reasoning, or are we just blurting words?
Yeah. I don't think he goes anywhere, actually. I think he's just sitting out a year.
I was about to say, or does he sit out a year?
Yeah.
And just hopes that he becomes that Mike Vrabel type of...
He's too old to sit out a year. Or is he just not aging well?
I think he's not aging well.
Oh, all right. I thought he was like 65.
Can I say Bears, please? Well, That'd be great for us.
But here's the thing. Did you see who a coach that is being interviewed is? Pete Carroll. He's being interviewed like
McCarthy's 61.
Hey, he can sit out a year. 1 year. That's it. That's after that, then you become outdated. We got time for one more. Nope, we're done. Okay, we're done.
Wow, he
did.
Wow.
That was, can you say that, 97.1. Wow.
All right, let's get to the hockey calls. Put that to bed. If you want the Lions immediately, Odyssey.com Rewind. We talked about it in the opening hour of the show. Worked out really well. Obviously, Rico and I don't believe in freebies in the postseason or no shot stuff. No, it's the NFL playoffs. Anybody beat anybody. But yes, I do think you'll beat the Commanders. But there is a disaster scenario in there because Daniels might just be a unicorn. But look, we broke it down every which way. This is the ideal scenario. And it's funny, Rico, you were fine seeing Vikings and Rams.
Yeah.
Those are the teams I didn't want. But it doesn't matter now. They're going to Philly. Go deal with those animals. Let's go to the people. We'll go to David, 97.1. David, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. What's up?
So the blame game with the Red Wings, I kind of have it split up 60% Lalonde, 20% players, 20% Yzerman. The one person that hasn't been mentioned who I think has made just as big a difference is the addition of Trent Yawney. He's a defensive specialist, and what he's done to our penalty kill, before the streak started, we were at 56% at home, which is beyond atrocious. Since this, their penalty kill is bumping up around 85-86%. He's making... Now, I blame Yzerman because we had some really good defensemen we could have picked up, and they didn't because Yzerman doesn't like doing term. I'll give you 3 years instead of 5 years, all that nonsense. But he has now taken this defensive core, which we have, and they are so much more responsible in the zone. And again, other callers have said about how the breakout is different, and it all works together with that.
Do you think they're going to get this done, or do you think this is just a blip?
I think they get it done. I really do. Especially in our division after Toronto and Florida, I think everybody's on even par. And I agree with what you said earlier that, you know, if you can keep playing like at a 600 pace after this, I think you've got a good shot at even clinching the third spot and not even deal with the wild card.
Oh, my. Okay, now listen, I'll just say this. And, I mean, David, look, you take it for what it's worth. If you don't value it, it's okay. You're still damn near plus 450 to make the playoffs. I mean, you are viewed as a real long shot. So my whole thing is stay hot till the end of January. Let's kind of see where the chips fall before the blessed. I mean, nothing says hockey tradition like the Four Nations Cup. Let's get to that and then see what happens. I mean, Kenny, you couldn't even find 8 teams to play? Jeez. Why is hockey so poverty, Kenny? Honestly. He doesn't want to answer. Okay, we'll go to Jay, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
Boys, happy Monday. How are you?
Good, hey, Jay. What's on your mind, pal?
So, you know, I want to address this whole golf chant thing you were talking about and clarify okay. some things. So, Jared, the heart's in the right place, but it's the wrong time and the wrong space. The Spirit of Detroit and all that stuff, that's great. You threw a jersey on the Spirit of Detroit already, but when you're skating 30 miles an hour and they're all chanting somebody else's name, that's going to mess with your head. Jared Goff is not putting the biscuit in the basket. Dylan Larkin is. Lucas Raymond is. Casper, for God's sakes. These guys are skating their hearts out right now. They got a renewed sense of vigor about them. And I personally, I don't want to hear Goff when I'm at a hockey game. I want to hear these guys. Support these guys. Put an extra couple of miles an hour on their feet by chanting their name. Same thing at Ford Field. Oh, the 12th man, the 12th man. It's the crowd. Exactly. It's the crowd. It supports you. It motivates you. It makes you move, hit harder, skate faster. Well, then why are you saying Goff's name? You're gonna make these guys start thinking while they're on the ice. Let it be unconscious.
Well, I'll just tell you this. I'm glad I wasn't here Friday. I would have lost my mind. I don't know. You know what it is, Jay? I view it now. It's like the wave. It's just played. Just move on.
Yeah.
If Lion fans want to do it at the Lions game, go ahead. But enough of this. I mean, they did it at the Michigan State Northwestern game. What the hell are we doing here? Yep. Was Jared Goff serving ice cream in the concourse? Did I miss something?
I get where the sentiment comes from. I get the heart behind it, but it's misplaced. Support your guys that are on the ice. Motivate them. Chant their name. Tarasenko, that might be a tough one, but Raymond, Larkin, you know?
Anything. I don't know. Yeah. Just anything. No, hey, Jay, I'm with you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it's the newest version. Remember when it was Detroit basketball, and that's all people did no matter what.
Okay. You know my thoughts on all those Mason bits.
Just saying, but it was, you know, every time Jalen Rose was on the air, he had to scream, Detroit basketball. Yeah.
Bup, Phillips.
I hate you. And your Four Nations Cup. Why couldn't you find eight teams? Who designed this?
The expansion. I don't know who designed it. But it's four nations. People seem to really care about it.
Or maybe nine teams and have a play-in game.
Right. Exactly.
No.
Yes.
Now you've gone too far.
I want to understand how you create an event that's allegedly global when it's only four nations.
Yeah. Can't wait for the expansion to 12.
So did you have to take a group of five nation? Did they have to make
right.
it?
Like some third world country. You're like, how did Tanzania get in here?
And here's Honduras.
The real Boise state of the operation.
Uruguay. Hockey is special. I always bust Kenny's balls about NHL Network. I go, my God, how low budget can you be? I mean, these poor bastards are wearing coats in the studio.
You don't like the jerseys in the background of all the teams that are playing tonight?
It looks like a teenager's room.
All right.
I mean, come on, dude. Yes,
you know what? Yeah, or a man cave type of thing. Like... Look at the hockey jerseys I've collected.
Dude,
are you paying the sweaters?
Are you paying the heat at NHL Network as the hosts are always layered?
I actually think they share that space with the MLB Network, to be honest with you. No. I actually think that's real. No, they don't even have their own living space. Yes.
Oh, no. They got NHL Network in a dressing room with no heat. Kenny, I'm sorry, man. It's a tough deal when that's your favorite.
Sweaters sport. For a reason. They can't afford the heating bill.
Well, what about the hosts? They're all in puff jackets. They're inside.
Somebody wearing like a Doug Karch vest on. Vest over a sweater.
You should have... Kenny, you should have a say-so. You're their number one viewer.
And only.
Right.
Hey, guys.
Honestly, there are times I bet you Kenny is one of 10 people in the state of Michigan watching NHL Network.
I am responsible for a large portion of their ratings.
4:30 in the afternoon, and Kenny's watching reruns of like Brett Hull's last goal.
The boss is like, "Hey, we have a one share in Detroit,
Kenny, right there." It's a picture of Kenny with a piece of cheese bread in his mouth.
I was watching Brett Hull stand in the crease against the Sabres. Okay,
The toe was on the line. Jesus. Let's go to Kyle, and we'll wrap this puppy. Kyle, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on? How are you? You caught me as I'm walking in my door, but how you guys doing?
We're good, Kyle. What's going on?
No, not much. I'm actually going to ask you, what are you guys most interested in talking about? Because I'm pretty well versed in everything but baseball.
Oh, I mean, Kyle, you called about the Wings, right? I'm legitimately interested in who you blame. Like, are you upset Yzerman waited this long? Do you get upset that the players essentially quiet quit on the loan? And do you think they're going to carry this thing home?
Yeah, that's the second most well-versed thing I'm good at is NHL. But I will say, I think a lot of our young players just need to step up. I used to love the Wings back in the day when I grew up. I'm 36, so I grew up in the 90s when they were just a dynasty. And it's hard to watch them now, and it's hard to really get a good feel for what they're doing, like moving forward.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on hold here, Kyle, because you sound confused, and we're up against it. You called about the Wings; they've won 7 in a row. Then I got 78 words of word soup. Kenny's upset because he screened your call, and I don't know. Did you lie to Kenny or
well versed in everything but baseball?
Hold on, you know what? I'm gonna let Kenny talk to Kyle because there's a miscommunication there.
Do I have to? I don't want to talk to Kyle.
Kenny, that's on you. And I'm not being rude, but Kyle sounded like we caught him off guard. He wanted to talk Wings, but then not prepared.
He wanted to talk whatever we wanted to talk.
Well, and then I set up the Wings thing for him, and I don't know.
Maybe we should have just talked Jared Goff with him.
No. Absolutely not.
I think he was ready to call an audible.
I don't care.
Come on.
Let it roll. I'm so glad I wasn't.
We could talk about the forward core for Team Finland. Their top six is pretty impressive.
All right now.
Okay. Team Philippines.
All right.
Oh.
Honestly, Kenny, like, who's the last nation who missed the cut to join the Four Nations Cup?
I mean, I would imagine it would be like a Germany. They have a lot of power, like Leon Draisaitl, Mo Sider type of thing. That would be good. I'd watch that. I mean, I'm watching the NHL Network out there anyway, so what do
is
I
Is there an NIT version of the tournament?
This is a rake that I'm stepping into. I understand that. This is very clear. Why don't you go ahead and read some? Be curious, Rico.
The CBI. It's Italy versus Romania. Can you imagine what an NHL CBI tournament would look like?
We didn't have enough teams, so we're just going to go ahead and allow Hawaii to go ahead and be
Australia's
their own
taking on Luxembourg 3 in the afternoon.
Versus the Bahamas.
Turning into the Mighty Ducks very quickly.
Okay.
Gordon Bombay was a legend. Did you see the goalie turned into a meth head?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Terrible.
Real life?
Yeah, remember the goalie?
Goldberg.
The portly kid, and they taped him to the net?
Yeah.
He turned into like a hardcore meth head.
Goldberg?
Unrecognizable.
Oh, man.
It's terrible. Makes you sad.
It really does.
Is he okay now? Did he get cleaned up a little bit? Or
I don't know. After that game against Trinidad and Tobago, he really went down.
Right. Okay. Coming up next on the NHL Network, the Poverty Nations Cup.
No. You know what? Hey.
All right, ticket techs, we'll get up to speed. We got we have a wild card fiesta for you. Every football game I got an angle on, and we're gonna go around the room and have some fun with it. Just big opinions, but one of them is gonna be featured as this Mike Tomlin thing. Holy hell, they flashed his last four playoff losses. This dude is getting his doors blown off. You gotta be Hey David, your organization's almost as big of a joke as mine.
It's becoming that way.
Yeah, because you're not serious about winning.
Correct.
Sorry.
Well, the old man
died. We'll get to the Lions top of the hour because, I don't know, because that's what you do. But great job. I want to say this, for as much as we made fun of the Four Nations Cup and NHL Network at large, wonderful job by the Hockey Elite. The Wings have won 7 in a row. That's more than a new coach bump. And I thought we had a good discussion, minus the last caller who sounded a little disoriented, and I just wanted to move on. Okay, then. David, a few ticket texts, if you'd be so kind.
Regarding the chant, someone says, I love it. It's stupid fun. I get it going at the gym at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my gosh. Someone else says, nope, the Jared Goff chants allowed everywhere. Please, I want to hear it more often.
You know what I think this is?
Mm-hmm.
I truly think it's what George Carlin said. You think about how dumb the average American is, and you remember half the people are dumber than that. And this is why I don't understand it, because I'm not one of these people. What do you mean? You want to hear it more. You can't get away from the thing.
Airports, grocery stores.
Well, here's a text. I started a chant at my daughter's cheer competition. Everyone loved it.
No. And you know what? And actually, they didn't, and they MF'd you when you walked away.
No, we actually, I think the one, David, remember the ticket text that said they did the
chant? At a funeral.
At a funeral.
Yes.
I would have jumped in the casket and just said, lower it. Just lower it.
Sir, you're not dead yet.
Yeah, I want to be. Just lower it.
Someone says, I'm catching up on the rewind, and I'll spite download your podcast, Kenny.
Hey.
Mark it up to 12. That's Daniel on the grind.
Daniel, one problem, my brother. It's not real. You think I would waste Evan's time on a Four Nations podcast with Kenny?
The breakdown of the Four Nations.
Kenny talking about Sweden's top six. Are you kidding me?
No, the fact that it's being held in two different cities.
In two countries.
Right.
For four teams. I tell you, Lucas Raymond's going to do really well with Team Sweden.
Kenny, they couldn't hold us in one.
I mean, that guy's, he's on the brink.
They couldn't hold us in one spot?
No.
You needed to be in Montreal and Boston.
Four teams, that means two cities, Rico.
So you hop on a, okay.
Now, hold on.
What doesn't make sense about that?
Hold on just a second.
Here we go.
I have pulled up the IHF World Hockey Rankings.
Yep.
Now, we got a problem here.
Oh, here we go.
Number one in the world. Okay. Canada. No problem. Number two. Well, there is no number two. That's the issue. It goes from one to three to four. They skip number two.
Are you tied for third?
No. Number three is Finland. Number four is Chechnya. I think they've got other things to do right now.
Yes.
Number five is Switzerland. Not invited. The U.S. is six.
Yes.
That's Rudy Poo.
I agree.
That's bad. But have you seen Chechnya's schedule?
But here's the cool part.
Strength of schedule. Yeah, you're
on
right.
On the world hockey. Guys, you're burying the lead. On the world hockey rankings, number 58, Indonesia. Number 57, Mongolia. 56, Korea. North Korea is a hockey team.
Well, this can't be March Madness. We can't just include like 64 teams. Like, it doesn't work that
hold
way.
Hold on, dude. We've got more nations playing hockey than I realized. Malaysia, Iran, the Philippines, Kuwait, Singapore, Georgia.
Mexico is on here at 42.
Bosnia, Herzegovina. Kenny,
so
can you?
There is a CBI version.
Turkmenistan.
Where is Trinidad and Tobago? I need those tie-dye jerseys
those
from the Mighty Ducks.
Those are two islands off the coast of Venezuela.
Yeah, where are they on the list, though, is my question.
Mexico, 42nd. Belgium, struggling, 39. Dude, I can't believe this many countries play hockey.
You'd be surprised, goodness. Michael. You'd be surprised.
But there's no number two team.
No, I'm not surprised. No one cares.
My sport is very worldly.
Okay.
I have an answer for you why you don't see number two. So if you go all the way to the bottom of the page, it says not participating because of reasons. Russia's two.
Oh, not participating. Oh.
Yeah,
Russia,
they're not allowed to.
Belarus.
So that's why number two's not there.
Okay. Thank you, David. I appreciate that. I thought once I scrolled, I already felt like a huge loser finding Indonesia on the list. I didn't realize I had to keep scrolling to the sanctioned nation.
Where's Germany on there? They got to be pretty high up. They got a bunch of players in the NHL.
Okay.
So are you going to blame me for this? Does Russia have their own TV contract and that's why they can't play?
Yeah, they're on the Pac-12 plan.
I ruined hockey, too.
They're on after Moesha.
The CW.
Coming up next, after 106 in Park, we got Kazakhstan and Great Britain. Bill Bellamy on the call.
We'll get the breakdown on the NHL Network.
You did not say Bill Bellamy. Bill Bellamy. Oh, gosh.
Hosting the show with Free. All right.
Coming up after Family Matters, we got Romania and Lithuania in a throwdown.
Flex on the call.
Right. Drop a bomb on him. Oh, man. Unbelievable. All right, David, we're going to get this. I can't get enough of the Four Nations. What a sport.
Someone said, I'm loving this. All these nations on here didn't know.
Where do you eat? Oh, hold on. Kenny, can you find video evidence of Iceland playing hockey?
The Mighty Ducks. I already told you. We saw it in the movie.
No. In the world hockey rankings, are any, like, is it, Are these just filmed on a camcorder like 1992?
I'm going to find the best player to come out of Iceland, and you're going to feel really silly about yourself.
Right.
He will when he can't find one.
Pretty sure I'll sleep fine tonight. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. He can't find one. That's what's going to happen. Someone says, oh my gosh, I need to see Mexico versus Israel.
Right. Mexico, Thailand, world hockey rankings right next to each other. Show me where that game took place. I beg of you.
It's the Horizon League of hockey.
You know what? Yeah. It's like when we do Cash the Ticket and it's deep into February and we're doing college hoop system that's not a system. And I give Rico this rat pick. You can't watch it. And Rico goes to an app and he's like, Oh, ESPN Plus. Like, there's not even a camera at the game. Rico's betting Presbyterian over Iona.
Let's go Incarnate Word.
Right. That's where Cam Ward started.
I know.
Fun fact.
Someone says, Iceland has a national team. We played them in college. Dennis in North Carolina.
Right. No, Dennis, I'm saying, show me where. How do you even formulate a world hockey ranking that features Hong Kong and Georgia's a state? I didn't even know there was a country. Georgia?
It's a country.
Where?
And this one,
it's a former country. It's over. It was a breakup of Russia.
I quit.
USSR.
This next text is for you, Mike. Get ready for the summertime because someone says, Mike is invited to the cookout with that Bill Bellamy drop.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? How about Italy cracking the top 20?
Yeah.
Now that's exciting.
Woohoo!
I don't know a real Italian hockey player.
Can't wait.
Why, is Calabrini on that team? The kid for the Sharks?
That would be Italian, so no.
He's Italian.
Right. If there was an Italian team, then maybe. I don't know.
They're not
in the Four Nations Classic.
They cracked the top 20.
So when Sebastian we watch this Cosa. Game, Mike, I need you to wear this corduroy jacket Ryan Clark has.
He looks like Mr. Rogers. It's unbelievable. I'll tell you one thing. ESPN just bleeding money out. Hey, let's fly a staff of 70 people out to an empty stadium to do a show nobody watches at 4 in the afternoon. Jesus. Dude, they got a desk up there with 12 people. And Ryan Clark is dressed like Mr. Rogers.
Beats his other Blazers.
Bro, he's got some wild looks. Wild. All right. Wow, that segment featured everything, didn't it? Football next. Lions at 5.